This morning's message is entitled, Just Go. Now, how many of you guys are fired up and ready to go to that very cold location we just witnessed? Anybody ready to bundle up? And all right, how many of you all could say, I'll do the mission trip to the Caribbean, send me there? Anybody ready to go for that one? All right. You know, there are different places to do missions at different times. There are different callings in life where we're able to go and other times where we're unable to go. We're sending a mission team this summer to Orlando, Florida. I think there's 11 of them at this time getting prepared and getting everything together. And so maybe you're saying, I may not be able to go overseas, but I could do an Orlando mission trip to help out with Bible school. And there's still some slots open if you let us know as soon as you can if you'd want to go and help out with that. We're also looking at some more local missions. There's a local mission opportunity we have just here in a few weeks to go to Ottawa, Illinois, and help some men in the church. If you're thinking, I can maybe not give up a whole week, but a weekend, I could go and help clear some limbs. I think Tom Miller's trying to put something together to take a group of guys. And so if you're interested in doing some mission things, even here locally, that one's specifically for men just because of the nature of sleeping arrangements. But there's always opportunity. And so you're asking yourself the question, where's my place in missions? Well, what do I do for missions? Now, how many of you all have ever been on a mission trip of some sort? So I've been somewhere on a mission trip. Right? How many of you all say, I've never been on a mission trip? It sounds exciting, but I've never been before. Right? A handful of you there too. Hey, can I tell you something? Some of you all raised your hand, you're really young, and you're thinking, I've not had my chance yet. Others of you are older and think maybe I've missed my chance. This morning, as we read in Acts chapter 1, we're going to see that everyone should be on mission. Every single one of us is called to be on mission. And so the title of this morning's message is the invitation, and that is Just Go. So this morning, I want to read Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, and then we're going to revisit some of these verses. You can follow along on the screen with me, or if you have your Bible in front of you, you can turn to Acts chapter 1, or if you have your digital copy of your bulletin, tap on those sermon notes, and it'll pull this passage up for you as well. Let's read together in Acts chapter 1, starting in verse 4. When he, that is Jesus, when he was together with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Father's promise. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom to Israel at this time? He said to them, it's not for you to know times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You know, we're familiar with the Great Commission, and we talked about the Great Commission the last few weeks when we were looking at discipleship. In Matthew 28, verse 19, it says, go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we hear this as the Great Commission, but Acts chapter 1 is a retelling of that Great Commission passage. It's a reminder. This is the last thing Jesus told the disciples before he left. And the last thing he says is, just go. The disciples have a lot of questions. This morning's message is certainly revolving around missions, but I think it's a reminder that all of us are on mission in something. You may not be in England, you may not be in Mexico, you may not be in New Zealand, but God has put you here for a purpose and a reason. And every single one of us has a calling today of how we are called to be obedient. Maybe it's in serving our church, maybe it's in sharing our faith, maybe it's in responding to a message of salvation. But as God calls us, we're reminded to be obedient and just go. When you feel God calling something in your life, when you feel God telling you to do something, how many of you all are ready to blindly just accept and trudge forward? Okay, God said it and I'll do it and I won't even ask any questions. Anybody here say, every time God commands me to do something, I just do it no matter what? Anybody here say they're that way? Oh good, I'm going to put my hand down. We have questions, don't we? Always asking questions. God, you want me to do what? God, you want me to talk to who? God, you want me to serve how? What do you mean? And what do you want me to do exactly? Can you lay out the plan in detail for me? When do you want me to start? And we have questions we're constantly asking. Jesus gives the disciples clear instructions in Acts chapter 1. He says, don't leave Jerusalem yet, because someone is coming that you're going to need to be on mission. And then you're going to go reach the entire known world. And the disciples had a question. They asked a very specific question. Now, this question to me was not we really want to know, although I'm sure they did. This question was, are you sure the timing of this is right? Look with me in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. When they had come together, the disciples, they asked him, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom to Israel at this time? Here's what the disciples are asking. God, is this the moment? Jesus, is this the right time? They ask the question, when? When is all this going to happen? Is it appropriate? I mean, you just were killed on a cross, and yeah, you've come back to life, and that's great, but not everybody believes that you've come back to life, even though you've shown yourself to many. And you know, we're kind of building something with us 11 now and going to add a 12 soon. And God, does it seem right to you? Is this really the time that you're calling us to? Jesus does what only Jesus can do, and that is he answers their question by ignoring their question and answering different questions they need to be asking. Notice in Acts 1:8 when he gives the answer, he never answers the question of when. Acts 1:8 is our key verse this morning. He says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Can I challenge you this morning that maybe we're asking the wrong questions? Maybe we've got questions on what God's calling us to, but we're not getting the answer because, honestly, God's not looking to answer that question for us. Well, the disciples want to know, when are you going to establish your kingdom on earth? Jesus says, that's not the question you need to be asking. There are other questions that are more important. There are other things that you need to be obedient in. And instead of doubting and asking and trying to get everything worked out, God is calling us to just go. And so Jesus doesn't answer the when question. Instead, he answers, I think, three other questions very clearly so the disciples would know what their mission is. And the first question Jesus answers is the how question. They want to know when. Is this when it's going to happen? And Jesus says, don't worry about that. Don't you want to know how I'm going to do this? And so he answers the question by saying, go. And how? Go in the power of the Holy Spirit. Just be obedient and go. Look at our key verse again this morning. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. This is how you're going to do it. The disciples are doubting, is this the right time? Can it be done? Are we really the right people? You're talking about leaving us. I'm not sure that the when is correct. And Jesus says, what about the how? I didn't ever ask you to do it on your own. I didn't even tell you you had to have everything together. Trust this. When God calls you to something, He provides the power. When God calls you to be obedient, He provides a way. And so Jesus starts by saying, don't ask when, ask how. How are you going to do this? And it's not in your own strength. How many times do you and I try to will ourselves to do something? I mentioned last summer that I made a goal of mine, just to set a habit, to write my name down on a piece of paper once a day, every day. And I was going to will myself to write my name down, just write my name down every single day, just to see if I could develop a habit. I think I've got a notebook somewhere, and I put it off till I finally got a notebook. I've got a notebook somewhere that I think about a third of the time I remember to write my name down, and I would get so frustrated. Something so simple. I'm just gonna write my name. And I'd try to make myself into it. I'd set reminders on my phone, and I'd wake up, and the first thing I'd think about is I need to go and write my name down. That way I can develop a habit. And what I learned is when you try to will yourself to do something, you often fail. When you try to do it in your own power and your own strength and you try to set up all these legalistic parameters, it becomes kind of silly. And of course, the application for me was, if I can't write my name down every day, how am I going to read the Word of God every day? But I think we approach obedience in the same way, don't we? We structure it. We try to manhandle it. We try to squeeze it into our schedules. Get the when question out of the way. And the whole time God's saying, maybe the question isn't trying to get you to do it all, but maybe you need to depend more on me. I can tell you this, the 11 least qualified people to do what Jesus called them to do were the disciples. And if you want to know how unqualified they were, read any of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Because what you find in all four of those Gospels are 12 complete idiots. One who will eventually abandon Jesus altogether, and the other 11 who don't do a whole lot better. We tend to think of the disciples as these superheroes, these great men of faith, and from the book of Acts on, we kind of get that picture. But if you want to see some real dumb people, read about the disciples fumbling through things. When Jesus is healing people left and right, they're going, why can't we do that? Make me that powerful. When Jesus is preaching humility, they're arguing over who's going to be the greatest. When Jesus says we need to feed all these people, after he's performed miracle after miracle, they look and they say, there's not enough money or resources to feed these people. And then after Jesus feeds 4,000 people, you read a few chapters later when Jesus says, let's do it again. And they still doubt and they still question. We see disciples who are failing more than succeeding, and Jesus gives them the mission. And I'm sure they had questions. God, is this the right time? And Jesus says, go, not in your own power, not in your own strength, but in the power of the Spirit, which I give you. This morning, what God puts on your heart, whether it's serving or teaching or sharing, whether it's responding to a message of salvation, what God puts on your heart, you can do, not in your own strength, but in the power of the strength of the Holy Spirit. So the first question is the how, and Jesus says, go in the power of the Holy Spirit. But secondly, he answers the what question. Forget about the when, just go and be a witness. Just be obedient. Our key verse this morning again, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses. I think a word to emphasize in this phrase is the word you. Jesus looks at these 11 bumbling disciples and he says, you 11, soon to be 12, soon to reach out and be hundreds and then thousands, you will be the ones to be obedient. You know, all of these questions we ask, God, how is this going to work? And is this the right time? And do you really want to choose me? And Lord, all of my deficiencies. And really, Jesus says, my command is simple. Just go. Just be a witness. Just do. So maybe this morning you're asking yourself a million questions and you're missing the most obvious one. What is Jesus telling me? What does God want for my life? What does God want for my family? What does God want for me to do? And the answer is just to go and be obedient. I complicate things. You can ask Hannah. I make things so much harder than they need to be. Hannah's all about helping me fix simple meals because she cooks and she does great, but there are times when I just want to fix my own meal. And so I've mastered the microwave meal. I can fix anything in a microwave. And Hannah teases me all the time because I can take a plate of nachos with cheese on top of it and turn it into a 30-minute entree in a microwave. I got to top it with salsa, and you got to top it with jalapenos, and don't forget the sour cream, and is there extra hot sauce? And every once in a while, I scratch the salsa and put chili just to mix it up a little bit. And what if I chopped up some onion and threw that in there? And that's a microwave meal. I overcomplicate things. Just yesterday, she's making fun of me. I'm trying to eat healthy, and I'm doing a miserable job at it, but I fixed a salad yesterday. It took me about 30 minutes to, I need to chop up my salad just right and get the carrots right. And I want tomatoes, but not too many tomatoes. And so I put some and then I throw some away. And then I'm thinking, okay, what else can I put on there? And you put pickles on a salad. Who puts pickles on a salad? Well, I put pickles on a salad. It's delicious. Let's cook some bacon and put that in there as well. Let's make it as unhealthy as we can, right? Let's put a little bit of dressing on and then go back and put more. It took me half an hour to fix a stinking salad. I'll tell you this, it was healthy for me of all the steps I had to take just to go back and forth to fix that salad, though. We tend to overcomplicate things. I don't know if you're that way, but I tend to make things a lot more difficult than they need to be. God calls us to be obedient, and he says, go. Forget the when, forget all the other questions. Just what is God calling you to do? What does he want? And we tend to take five steps when God says take one. Maybe we just need to ask a question. God, what are you calling me to this morning? And then Jesus does answer the where question. Maybe not the when question, but the where. He says, go to the ends of the earth. You know, there's applications to this in our worldwide mission emphasis that we've shared this morning. But I think there's application to this for you and I as well. Not that all of you are going to the ends of the earth, but all of you are called to go. And so when we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where Jesus is calling them to, he says, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. By the way, this particular geographical location in this verse includes Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. There is no place that you can be that God is not calling you to be on mission. Whether you're in Robinson, or in Illinois, or the United States, or halfway across the world. When God calls us, he says, right where you're at, do something. We tend to think of the ends of the earth being in Telford, England, where we talked to our friends this morning, or over in Guatemala, or across the world in New Zealand, or in China, or the Middle East, or wherever we may see these missionaries. And sometimes I think we need to back up and say, God, I'm at the ends of the earth. Robinson, Illinois, Crawford County is my ends of the earth. You're calling me to something today. And while I have a million questions, I know this. I know you're calling me, and I'm just going to be obedient where I'm at to follow through. So this morning, I don't know what mission God is calling you to, what he's calling you to be obedient in, but I do know that he's calling you to just go, to just take a step of faith and say, I'll do what you call me to do. This morning, maybe that looks like God calling you to serve on a mission trip to Orlando, to a mission trip, to a weekend trip to do tornado relief. Maybe God's calling you to just attend a fellowship class, a small group. Maybe God's pushing you and stretching you to get more involved at the church. Maybe God's calling you to talk to a friend or family member about salvation. Or maybe this morning God's calling you to respond to a salvation message. This morning, as God puts on our heart where he wants us to serve and what he wants us to do, I would encourage us to stop asking all the wrong questions and just be obedient and just go. Will you pray with me this morning? Father, I'm grateful and I'm thankful that you've modeled in your word how we are to serve you. And Lord, I confess that when you call me to do something in obedience, I have more questions than answers. So Lord, this morning I pray I would quit asking all the wrong questions and I would just focus on what you're telling me. That you are calling me to be your witness, not in my own strength, but in the strength of you, and to do it right where I'm at. Lord, I pray that you would make us obedient. It's in your name we pray. Amen.